Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 43. Our air date is Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie. Happy to be back in the chair and happy to be joined by my lovely co-host,
Butter Peep.
She's still keeping me around. I'm feeling pretty fortunate about that. Feeling even more fortunate that we have, all the way from Lockhart, Texas tonight, a special guest, Charlie Ramsey. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks again for having me. I'm super excited.
Well, we appreciate having you on board, and your sound is one that we cherish. We absolutely love. It's described as kind of a vintage Americana meets modern pop. Is that how you would put it?
I think so. Yeah. I am told. So I played in bands in Austin in the 90s. Back then, it was New Sincerity, and then it became indie. And now the folks that I'm working with say, oh, it's Americana. It's got to be Americana. So, so I kind of, drag through the decades these different monikers.
The sound is the same. It's just the descriptor that changes.
That's right. Exactly. It's all Americana, period.
Yes. How did you get into music? What was your start?
Oh, my goodness. So I go all the way back to I was Captain Von Trapp in a high school musical production in San Marcos, Texas High School.
And all right.
I told my kids, my younger kids, yeah, I was a lead in The Sound of Music. And one of them said, you were Maria? I was Captain Von Trapp in the musical Sound of Music. And so that's I was holding a guitar. And multiple, if you've seen it in multiple scenes, and I literally didn't know how to play a guitar. And so I thought, I'm going to go pick up classical guitar. I've always had a fondness for classical guitar. So I took a semester. And what got me started in bands is some friends were looking to form a band. They had seen, I think, a Joe Jackson concert where he wasn't really happy. So they wanted to form a band. And because I knew how to play Malaguena on classical guitar, I was a shoo-in. Literally, no one knew how to play it. Literally, no one knew how to play. And we decided to form a band. So I think, and there's a, I think it's Michael Stipe from REM who says the best way to pick bandmates is looking at your friends. And that's really what we did. So, the first 3 years we were truly horrible, but we were very diligent. We were very we practiced religiously, and after about 3 years, we started to be able to play together. And so that's kind of how I got my start is really with writing with this pop band in the Austin 90s.
Well, and then did you continue to play for a while with your group of friends like that, or did it advance?
It did. So we played for about 10 years and started, we had a local following in Austin and just grew up with some wonderful, great bands like the Reavers and Grains of Faith and True Believers and Wild Seeds and others. In that kind of New Sincerity scene, going back to that old name. but we started, we were playing South by Southwest and playing regularly and getting a regular rotation on back when you had terrestrial radio. Some of our tunes were getting a regular airplay and what a fantastic fun time with friends through those years.
Well, and what an amazing scene too. And a lot of folks that are here in the Midwest, we don't know about that, but Austin has an incredible music scene.
It does. Yeah, it truly does. With South by Southwest and Austin City Limits and friends on the corner. So there's so many venues available. You can walk anywhere in Austin and find a Starbucks and a music venue close to each other. So yeah,
sounds like Nashville.
Right,
the South Nashville.
That's right.
One of the things, and we talked a little bit before we started the record button here, but one of the things that we so enjoy about your music is the positivity in it all. And, you know, we always end this show by saying be good, because that's what we want to portray in the world. And I think we need it at this point in time. But your music reflects that. Can you talk to us a little bit about, the positivity that is involved in the music that you present?
Yeah, I think, so we talked before we started about a break from music. And I took a long break from music, and that I was truly focused on raising a family. Mm-hmm. And everything else didn't really, I mean, work, of course, providing for my family, but I was truly focused on raising my kids. And now we're down to one teenager. And there's another reason why we moved to Lockhart. We didn't have, that many kids that we need to worry about. But truly, I feel like getting back into it. And I used to joke with my wife. She goes, why don't you write me a song anymore? I go, well, because you don't want that angst. There's not enough angst in my life to write a song.
Come on, honey, let's go.
That's right. You might not be happy. And so what I found is, a new happy place, a new kind of a foundation, if you will, to draw from, not just, breakup songs. One example is on this latest album that I'm promoting, Bottle Rocket Sunsets. There's a song on it, and it started out to be a breakup song, and I put it down for months because it's like, well, I'm not feeling it. There's no angst. There's no trauma here. I don't need to do that. And then when I stepped back and started thinking about relationships and how they might end in a different way. So there's, a lot of different ways, losing loved ones, I envision a couple like that couple in Up, where they just spent wonderful, decades together, growing together and living together. So that was super important to me to bring that in. So that type of song became kind of some of the things that came out of that. So
you bet. Well, the first one that we have queued up tonight from you is Judge's Son. Can you tell us a little bit about the background with Judge's Sure. Son? What's the backstory?
So I was born a judge's son. My father was a state district judge in San Marcos, Hayes Okay. County for 42 some odd years.
Oh my!
And when we lost him, I thought it only fitting, and he would be tickled that I wrote a murder ballad surrounding the idea of a judge's son. It does have a turn at the end where, it's like, Lord, I know what's good, what's right, and what's wrong. So the idea is about, some character that is not very favorable. I used to joke when people would come up to me regarding my dad, and I'd be talking about the courthouse or something. They'd say, oh, yeah, I knew your dad. And I was like, well, okay, you either worked at the courthouse or you're a felon. Which is it?
it's one or the other, and we want to clarify which one.
Exactly.
You bet. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is Charlie Ramsey's Judge's Son.
Son. No one ever taught him what what's good, what's right, what's wrong. The senator down from Texas, they caught him in the end. The jury took the task in a courtroom called the den. His eye ain't worth the shadow of a soul. They hung him for his choices, it's the only road he knows. They call him the judge's son. No one ever taught him what's good, what's right, what's wrong. Judge's son. Judge's son. Judge's son.
Yes, that's Judge's Son from Charlie Ramsey. And Charlie, with the self-reflection that I had during that song, I'm going to say that I worked at the court.
Okay. I just walked by. Watch out, Law and Order.
Yes. Great tune. Great tune from Charlie Ramsey. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side and talk about Charlie's songwriting and what that looks like. We will be right back.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with Charlie Ramsey from Lockhart, Texas. He's joining us tonight, bringing us some positivity, bringing us some good Americana, or whatever they want to call the genre. But we're calling it Americana tonight. Charlie, one of the things that we found enlightening and very positive when we were kind of doing our research is the fact that you say your songs, as much as you can, reflect the themes of forgiveness, family, and integrity. How do you work that into your songwriting process, and why is that so important to you?
Yeah, I think it goes back all the way to writing for the pop band in Austin, my band of friends. The bass player and I were co-writers. And he would write lyrics and I would write the music and the melodies. And honestly, I was so, I was young and I would be singing his lyrics and not paying attention to his lyrics. And he went on to form, write little shows like Cupid and Veronica Mars and iZombie. So wow. He's a creative director and executive director, and turns out he's a brilliant writer. And so going back and reviewing, when we were kids, reviewing his lyrics, I realized the importance of lyrics. And so I just started writing more and more lyrics. I'd never written lyrics before. And in doing so, I think it's just, it comes from our personalities. Oh, looks like we dropped a little bit. It comes from personality, where you know, it, you keep writing and themes start appearing. So I never force myself to, I'm going to go write a song about forgiveness and afterlife or whatever. It's more just formed in months and months of writing.
And do you find this is when you sit down to write a song? I mean, we've talked with folks that, oh, this came to me in 30 seconds in the shower and I had a hit. Or is it something that sits on the shelf and kind of marinates for a little while and then you come back to it? Is it a combination of those things?
Yeah, I think all the above. So I think there's some things that shake. But there's also a level of dedication there. So a friend of mine and a great songwriter in her own right, she says, you know, I'm calling myself a professional songwriter. So I was dedicated, committed to writing one song for 200 days straight. And that I thought was insane, but I did, it did encourage me for me to commit to write one song per week. So yes, most songs were just under the deadline. Some songs were shelved and then you come back to them. I always feel, and I'm probably stealing this from someone, but I feel like that I'm writing it three times. I'm writing it for myself and then I go through it again and I'm writing in a demo for the producers and for the engineers. And then when I'm in the studio, I write it differently as well. So I at least get three major takes at a song.
That makes sense. It absolutely makes sense. The next one that we've got queued up is Heart, Boots, and Soul. Another wonderful tune. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this.
There's not a big story. You know, speaking of just kind of writing things and that commitment to writing a song a week, part of me being new to Lockhart, I wanted to reach out and try to form a community. So there's one of the things we're doing is there's a thing called Songmaker Series where once a month we have songwriters come in and share their works. And part of that too is there's kind of a, as you can imagine, there's a country theme in Lockhart for songwriters. And there's one in particular, the band is called Shuffle Hawks, Mark Willenberg. And so I kind of wrote it with the idea being we're going to be a duet. And so I kind of put my cowboy hat on, you know, and make believe snuff and sat down and wrote what I thought was a true country and western song. And then you'll hear him. I got him to come in and help me finish the song and then come in and sing it with me as a duet.
All right. Knowing all that, let's give a listen to Heart, Boots, and Soul.
If they ever do you wrong, I'll drag them out to fight. And if you said pick up that phone, I'll make you feel alright. Bring it home now. Shape it like it's ivory and bone. Come on now, let's go two-step in. Kick up the soda, won't you jump back in? It ain't rock and roll. Let's go dancing. I'll take your heart, boots and soul. I'll take your heart. Like it's ever.
I'll make you feel alright. Bring it home. Bring it home now. Shape it like it's ivory and bone. Come on now, let's go to step in. Kick up some dirt, won't you jump back in? It ain't rock and roll. Let's go dancing. I'll take your heart, roots and soul. I'll take your heart.
Yes, sir. Heart, boots, and soul. Charlie Ramsey. And you know, Charlie, you listen to that song, and I think you really do incorporate every element of a good old country song in there.
Cool.
I don't know if,
you know, after hearing it, and I'm tickled. It just makes my day to actually be listening with someone. So, you know, I really appreciate that. It's so much, much fun. You know, after you get done mastering, it's like you don't want to hear it. So this is the first time I'm hearing these for a while, and it's just such a treat to see y'all listening to it as well. But the thing about the song is, I don't know if you can two-step to it.
I think you can.
Two-step, and I've asked them, and they said that they'll let me know. But
I definitely feel a line dance. Definitely,
yeah, I was just gonna say, if anybody can create a dance to it, Quarter People come up with a line dance.
I will come
that.
Up
there's,
with it.
There's no question.
Challenge
about
Challenge accepted.
Awesome.
Hey, Charlie, we're going to have a lot of folks wondering, how can they find you? Where do they find you online? What are some of your social media, what website, that sort of thing?
Yeah, my parents made it hard to find me by my name. So my name. So it's Charlie EY. So it's C-A. I'm looking at the little screen so that I can remember it too. It's C-H-A-R-L-E-Y, not I-E, but E-Y. And then it's Ramsay, R-A-M-S-A. A-Y. And it's charlieramsey.com. On Instagram, it's C Ramsey, so C-R-A-M-S-A-Y 3 on Instagram. Mm. And but yeah, it's kind of hard to find me. But if you search on Charlie Ramsey on Spotify, probably the best way to help me out is to take a listen on Spotify, because that gets my streams and my listeners up, and then they can always go back and find me on my website.
You bet. And we'll have the links when we're posting the show. Of course, our folks know that we always do that. So when you see the Facebook posts and everything that we put out there, we will be tagging Charlie on all of that too, folks. So please look him up that way. Charlie, this last song that we've got queued up, it has quickly become one of my absolute favorite songs, period.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We talked a little bit about this, and anybody that's listened to the show knows that when we sign off, we say be good, because that's what we want folks to do. There's enough negative in this world that we really are hoping that folks will hear what we're presenting, what the artists that we have on the show present, and they'll get something positive out of it. Well, this song does that as well as anything I've ever heard. And there is a line, folks, that you're going to hear in this song that says, let the good pour in. And man, if we could do that. Charlie, tell us the backstory of this song.
No, that was one of the late nights, the committed to one song per week. And of course, it was into the wire, night before. And I was like, oh, I've got to get this song out. And I had the little guitar riff. That was about the only thing. And I was just thinking about, I think I had gotten dinged that week on something. And I just started thinking about how we all get dinged. We all get, something happens in our lives and we're down, but you're always thinking about the next day. You're always thinking about what we can do. So, you know, truly inspired just by trying to, I guess it's an aggregate of all the people in my lives that I've seen kind of get through, you know, stumble, struggle, but get past it and whatever challenges they're facing. So, and then of course, what I tend to do is try to make it a little more generic, so I'm not calling anybody's names out in particular.
Sure. Sure.
But yeah, this one is near and dear to my heart.
Well, and I'm certainly going to be the same for a lot of folks that hear it. This is Somebody Somewhere from Charlie Ramsey.
Somebody somewhere died alone in bed from a broken heart. Somebody somewhere jumped a gun and blew that start. Somebody somewhere don't give a flip about how you feel. Some fat cat takes a mile and swaps the deal. So the story goes, don't you know? Somebody wasting time. Somebody somewhere stares down the bottle and wonders why. Somebody somewhere don't count the score, your circumstance. The joke's on you, they've given you no second chance. So the story goes, don't you know?
Yeah, let the good pour in. Somebody Somewhere from Charlie Ramsey. I've said a million times, I've got the best seat in music right here. When you hear something like that, Charlie, thank you for writing that song.
No, you know, and you now you have given me the idea. I'm going to make a coffee cup.
And yes,
yes, sir.
And let the good pour in. That's what.
That's perfect. That is absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have merchandise that has a coffee.
All right, I'm first in line.
There's your first order right there.
And a quick shout out. You know, I always struggle with instruments and guitars and the like. And my, I've got some girl, my daughters are actually better than me. So backing vocalist on that track, you reminded me, is one of my girls as a backing vocalist on it. So
how special is that? That's fantastic. All right. Hey, Charlie, thank you so much for sharing all this with us tonight. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. Again, thank y'all both. It's been super fun listening to these tunes and visiting with you. And thank you for thinking of me for this interview. Well,
we appreciate what you're doing. We hope that when we get down to Austin and down to your area, we hope we get an opportunity to meet you and see you play. And folks, make sure you check out Charlie EY Ramsey AY .com because that's where you find him. And as you've heard tonight, well worth the search. Charlie, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good evening.
Quarter Peep, who do we have up next?
Yes, we have, looks like Laura Fagan.
Hey, that's a wrap on tonight's show. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Charlie, thanks again for being with us. We appreciate you being with us.
A lot of fun. Thank you both.
All you listen out there in podcast land, we thank you for all your support. You've made this show a success, and we really appreciate what you're doing. If you know more folks like Charlie that you'd like us to have on the show, please drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And if you want to know where we're going to be, our schedule's out there. Vehiclecitysound.com is the website. That'll give you all you need to know about us. We appreciate everybody being with us. And hey, folks, be good.